You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Exciting to see that God still remembers the pilgrims. You know, we shared about how the pilgrims got here, how America got here, how do we stay here, do we even need to be here. I talked about that. We'll make that available to you on the torch at VFNKB.com. That's a very important thing to hear, how God downloaded to me specifically how the pilgrims come, why they came. They left because they were not given the right to be able to worship God freely. The Bible had been printed now. They had the Bible in their hands for the first time, and they were reading the Word. They were hearing God. They were gathering together, you know, and the Church of England was persecuting them. The King and Queen of England was persecuting them, called them Puritans, but it's like a spitting word, right? And they had to leave because they were going to be beheaded, be killed. And so they got on the Santa Maria, the boats, you know, the Mayflower. They came over to America, and they landed at Plymouth Rock. But they came here just so they could worship God freely. And he's saying, prophetically, God's going, I remember that day. I remember when they came here. I remember why they came here, and I will never forget that. That excites me, but also excites me for you, because God will never forget what you've done, your stand that you have stood for him, and will remember it in generations to come. As a matter of fact, a wonderful, magnificent change in the kingdom of God on the earth is coming with insight, with ideas, with concepts. They'll become directly from God to his church. Listen to Kenneth Copeland as he talks about this taking place.
Wonderful and magnificent changes in the kingdom of God in the earth. Changes that will come because of insights, ideas, and concepts directly from Jesus to his church by his mighty Spirit. Glorious concepts of how his laws work. Oh. The laws governing increase in financial prosperity, the laws of the Spirit that release miracles and divine healings and manifestations of his mighty power on the earth, new concepts of his love, his very person, for he is love, insights into the true power and the strength of his joy.
God is going to be dropping wisdom nuggets, nuggets of knowledge and concepts to be able to increase. As a matter of fact, he told me very specifically there's going to be a wealth transfer taking place. But it's going to take your ability to be able to manage that wealth. I mean, you give a five-year-old $1 million and they pull their wagon down the street, guess what? It's not going to come back, the $1 million in the wagon. We have to have the character and the ability and the talents. Well, I wrote about the coming wealth transfer right here in my book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success. And it begins with me sharing prophetically what God showed me about the wealth that he's going to transfer to his kingdom, how he's going to do it, and how we have to maintain that to be able to bring in the harvest of souls. God is doing a mighty, mighty work in the kingdom of God. So be sure to go get your copy of it today. It's available on Amazon. You go to vfnkb.com, see the details. Also on Kindle, and soon to be available in Audible. But God showed me this is coming. So this is time to understand what are some strategies, specific biblical strategies for me to succeed in ministry, in the workplace, in government, because God's going to begin to replace all this stronghold that seemed to be never leaving. You've heard us for years. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. Well, great awakening, I talk about a great awakening in my book, I Will Fight. Talk about what happens with the great awakening is where the DNA of a nation just changes, the way that we function, the way that people have their personal walk with God and they're with the Lord. They no longer hide that. They go into the workplace, they go into government, and they make righteous laws. They go into their business, and they run their business the way God would run their business, and that's how things begin to change. That's a great awakening taking place. And so prophesied about it, wrote a book about it. Listen, you're going to need to set yourself up with some strategies, because God showed me that if we don't have some key strategies to be able to fight for the success that he's actually giving us, that it'll just go right through our hands like holes in a bowl, like pouring the wealth into a bowl with holes in it. So I want to encourage you, get your copy of I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success today. Well, listen, I want to pray with you right now. I hope you're encouraged. I want to pray with you. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. I thank you for Kenneth Copeland. We receive the word. 2 Chronicles 20:20. We believe, we receive the word. Let it be over those that are watching in Jesus' name. And dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.